And what do you know? The days are getting longer and brighter out here in Crapper Creek, Alaska. Welcome to it. If you're listening around the world, you may not know that that's a really big thing for us up here when we can actually start to almost feel the sun. It's quite spectacular. Got a good one this week from the cabin of Crapper Creek. Today we're going to go over least licked body parts. We'll talk to lovely Maria about how long sex should last. We'll take a look at sexy jobs. And how to look like a complete psychopath. That and more this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
All right, I know it's holidays. It's not really the wedding time of the season, but we have a wedding-related story for you young lovers. I don't know, but it's a new wedding chapel. This seems like a dangerous place to be able to get married on a whim. The first wedding chapel located inside a liquor store has just opened in New Orleans. I know, you probably would have thought either there or Vegas, but no. Now, this isn't like a chapel with a liquor store. No, it's a liquor store with a chapel. The place is called Chuck's, and yeah, the venue itself is called Chuck's Chapel. It's in a liquor store. They put a small stage with a couple of church pews and stained glass window. It's right next to the refrigerated section where they sell the 40s. And when you walk down the aisle, you're literally walking down the aisle. I mean, like between the bourbon and the vodka. Their first couple got married last week. Yep. And the officiant was, of course, an Elvis impersonator. How can it not be? So, yeah, it's totally classy. The groom said he and his new wife decided to go for it because they both love to drink. How many of you just got a flash of the cops being called to this house sometime in the near future? Somebody in the police blotter or ending up as our idiot of the day. Anyone else get that flash just now when they said that? Anyway, wedding packages start at $500. They even have a tasting room big enough to host a small reception of 20 people. 20 really drunk people. We're guessing you get a decent price on the booze for that. We just got married for the booze discount. Glenner here. Let me ask you, do you ever do a bucket list? Things that you want to accomplish? Goals? Whatever? I did one years ago, and I've, for the most part, got a lot of them done. It was, I was young. It was like, get married, have kids, buy a house was up there, buy a new car, and all that. Then some of them were like, share a stage with somebody famous and do comedy. I did that one. Skydiving, swimming with sharks. Did those. But some, sometimes you got to get a little more creative. And one of the best bucket lists I've ever seen made the rounds online. Parents shouldn't snoop on their kids' writing without reason, but there's probably no better way of understanding their ambition in life than coming across a bucket list that they've written at the age of 13. This one went viral. Kind of makes me rethink my entire life. A lot of these are pretty good. Now he's 13, so let's keep that in. All right. Number one on the list, get a full taxidermy alligator. Love that goal. Go to New Zealand. All right, doable. Become a published author. Very, very good. Discover a new species. That would be cool. Eat an octopus. It doesn't say try octopus. It says eat like the entire thing, I guess. Befriend a bear cat. All right, now he lives down in, I think, New Zealand or somewhere is why this one was. Get a cool Jeep. All right. Have a YouTube channel. All right. Prove the existence of goblins. That's awesome. Meet J.K. Rowling. That one's doable. Become the world's leading expert on Redwall, which are a series of fantasy books. Legally change my names. Apparently all of them? I don't know. They wanted to change it. So when asked about it, the kid said he wanted to change it to something like Trevor Bartholomew Dungle Pants III. Oh, that's gold, this kid. Get married is on his list. All right. Save an animal species. Go on a fossil dig. Snorkel with sharks. All right. Help make a movie. Meet an alien. That's a good one. Become a millionaire. Well, write that. And finally on the list, beat somebody up. He just wants to pound the heck out of somebody. Just that's part of his bucket list. Okay, let's hold on there, Mr. Dungle Pants. Let's just pump the brakes a second. You know, it's that time of the year we usually like try to purge a lot of stuff, get rid of stuff, maybe change things going into a new year. Social media and smartphones don't make that easy. Or do they make it easier? I don't know. But they have not been good for, let's say, enhancing command of the English language, so to speak. People are talking about phrases that just annoy them every time they hear them. Usually you see it because it's just overdone and everybody uses it. Like when people say, I was today years old. Or they just put the word, you know, in place of saying that you agree, you just put the word this. Here's another one, and I'm guilty of using this one. Well played. But that's been my catchphrase forever. See, you can't just... Well played. I love that for you. That's another one. POV. Oh, and here's another meme one. Tell me the blank without telling me you... Oh, yeah. Tell me you blank without telling me you blank. Everybody does that one. It's kind of like all those, you know... What rock star are you most like? Or any of those. They're just... Usually something that's just stealing your information. Clickbait! Not all heroes wear capes. Well, if you ever watched, you know, cartoons, you know you're not supposed to wear a cape. Finishing every sentence with, you know what I mean? See, the only one that I know that does that was James Brown. I interviewed James Brown years ago, and he finished every sentence with, yeah, you know what I mean? Or he'd say, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody could understand what he meant or what he was saying. It was Ozzy that would say, I know what you mean. When I interviewed Ozzy, you know what I mean? Oh, the other one that people use, I did a thing. Like if they buy a car or something, they're showing it. Like, stop using words like hubby, wifey, preggers, fur baby. Stop it. Gaslighting, that one's used incorrectly most of the time. Living my best life, that's just too braggy. The ick is another one. Blank was not on my 2025 bingo card. Adulting lives rent-free in my head. That's another one that just stops saying that. You know what I mean?
Hi, baby, what are you doing?
I'm just partying, man, hard. Ow!
All right, just sent you a message, weirdo.
It's getting crazy up in here.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah, crazy.
So, if you're New Year's... Here's something interesting. It's a question posed to straight men online, and it said, if you walked into a room with 1,000 single women all around your age, how many do you think would be attracted to you? And I was looking at this list. 42% of men said they don't have high hopes around 1 to maybe 25 out of a, that's 0.1%. 24% said a little higher, like 26 to 74. 10% said a notch above that. 15% said they'd turn heads to 1 to 200 of them. And 14% said they'd be fawned over. More than 200 women would want them. And at my age, yeah. I'm probably at, I bet you I'm at the 10%. I'd notch above maybe 75 of them out of 1,000 would find me attractive. If they were all around my age.
I'd put you at more like 30%.
30%? You think yeah. 300 of them would find me attractive?
Just, pickings are slim, love.
Thank you? Wow, I guess you really got the pick of the litter. Well, you got 30%.
I did. Lucky me.
Right, 30%. That's an F last time I checked.
Get over it. I was going to say, the odds are good, but the goods are odd. You're up there, baby. You're good.
Well, I guess so. A gal named Amy said, is it that hard for guys to not look at boobies?
Is that a question?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Em. You're like a girl, right? And you have you have boobies. Do you tell when guys are staring at your chest? Can you tell?
Do I tell them?
Can you tell? Do you like?
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
he looked at me again.
Yeah, men are not discreet. they think they're the only ones who see it, but
but it is
confused.
It is weird that we are. We're just so. I don't know what it is, but they're right. I don't know why it's so hard. One guy, Brady.
Yeah, but with women too. Women too. I mean, I honestly, if I'm looking at a woman who's got a nice rack and she's like all out there, how can you miss it?
Right. That's true. They're impressive. When you see something that's impressive, and yours are spectacular, and I think that's why men are always checking yours out. I catch them more than you do. I love it. It's so funny. They walk by the street, and I love the little side glance they always do, especially if they're with a wife or something. They try to do this nonchalant kind of look away thing. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure you do the same when I'm not around or even when I'm around.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll bet. You're a guy. only gave you men so much.
So online, a bunch of people responded. One guy, Brady, says, yes, even my gay guy friends will stare. One guy says, and this is true, Tom says, we're hardwired from birth. It's meant for our survival. might be something to that.
Whatever. There's nothing about booby and survival.
I blame it on our ancestors.
You're just looking for excuse after excuse.
Well, here's another guy, Luke, and I agree with this guy. It literally never gets old. I've seen my wife's boobies for nearly 30 years, and I still stare. You catch me staring at you all the time. I don't get tired of it.
Right answer.
It's better than sports. Let's see. Another guy, Sean, said, I'm just here on this thread because I heard there was boobies.
Way to go, Sean.
Let's see. Another one says, I love this guy. He says, FYI, guys will pull over to take a photo of their odometer reading in their car when it gets to 80085 because it looks like the word boobies.
Oh, my God. Really?
Luke comes on and he says, I can't even stop staring at this post.
Okay, I think this conversation's over.
Another guy goes, well, that's why I wear sunglasses. Oh, that's the best. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Okay. Love you, baby.
And then, hold on.
All done with boobies.
Hold on. I think Will had the best answer. Boobies are like car crashes. You gotta look, but at the same time, you gotta keep it moving. You just can't get cut.
Or crash your car because you were looking.
Yeah, it's probably more likely, right?
It's more likely.
All right, I've seen that happen. I look forward to seeing yours possibly later this evening. Bye, love.
Bye.
From the farthest north rock station in the world. It's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Maria?
Hey, sweetheart, I got a question for you real quick.
Oh, is it a trick question?
Not really. What do you think is the least licked body part?
That's a very odd question.
I know, right?
Why are you calling me on this?
It's important.
How
it's,
important?
It's Stop science. It. This is science.
You're not Bill Nye. Okay, I don't know. Should I take a consensus?
No, just take a wild. Yeah, you could ask, but take a guess. What do you, there's not a right answer. I'll tell you that. There's a list of them here that people put out. I'm just gonna see if you nail one of those.
Okay, knee.
Ooh, front of the knee was on the list. Also,
yeah, super smart.
But you know what was even more was the back of the knee.
Well, what do they call that? Is there a name for the back of the knee?
Yeah, somebody called it the knee pit. It's like an armpit, but okay. That's pretty good. I kind of like that. It's funny, the knee pit.
Hey, I was super close, though. That's
yeah. Also, the scalp.
Yeah, because you can't get past the hair. Gross.
Yeah, that's weird. Elbows. All right.
Okay.
I don't know. I might have licked your elbow somewhere accidentally.
Okay, am I?
Here's a weird... It's a weird one inside the nostril. Yeah, don't do that. Don't lick. Don't.
Ew.
No.
Why would you? Ew. I just pictured the dog.
I know. I know. triceps, fingernail, ankle. I don't know. There might be a fetish in there somewhere. Number one, underneath the eyelid. All right, that's probably the true winner.
How the hell would you get there?
Well, you could peel up your eyelid and
I
then
know,
have them
why?
Lick it. Well, people have done weirder things, honey. I'm just saying.
I doubt it. That's as weird as it comes.
Lick
it. What about the toenail? How about the toenail?
Oh, that's not on there.
I know.
Well, fingernail is, though. Fingernail.
Well, you could, oh, yeah. You're going to peel
yeah,
up your fingernail.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of people that are probably into, like, foot fetishes that lick and kiss all over. So the feet don't count because there's people that probably do that. I don't know if there's a fetish for licking under somebody's eyelid.
You live in a really creepy world, love.
All right, here's a age-old question somebody asked on a thread on Reddit. I love Reddit for weird stuff like this. It's the age-old question. How long should sex last? And a bunch of people chimed in. Some of these are pretty funny. Till mom yells upstairs, dinner's ready. Somebody else punched in, usually an hour, but that includes snacks and a 45-minute nap. Someone else said at least 8 business days. Another one chimed in, well, it depends on your cellmate. Yeah, okay. Someone else said at least until the pepper spray wears off. Another one said, I'll let you know, I'm still going. Another one said, well, about as long as it took to read your question. I don't know. How long is it supposed to last? I can only speak to myself. And the answer there is until lovely Maria says, don't stop yet. I'll tell you when it's done. Let me just date myself. When I was a kid, our playgrounds were pavement and all of the playground equipment was metal. We did have giant, huge monster tires for old loaders and stuff to climb around and fall off of. That was our fun. But boy, the monkey bar, I don't know how many lives were lost, my friend. I don't know how many lives were lost. We got soft, though, now. Some parents think that we maybe cuddle kids too much. You know, coddle them just a little bit too much. Becoming too soft. In the Netherlands, they're trying to correct this by making playgrounds less safe, sort of. All right, we're not talking about leaving rusted out, you know, out slides or putting a pit of spikes below the monkey bars or adding more parking for windowless vans. No, no, no. A new policy proposal in the Netherlands would increase kids' access to open outdoor play areas to climb, play with water, fire, sword fight with sticks, build with hammers, rope, or knives, wrestle and fall. It's not just about making spaces riskier. It's about making them less boring. They say more kids are sitting inside because, you know, being less active because playing on the devices is more exciting than finding adventure outside. One mother says risk-taking play can be a good thing. Oh, man. You know what we used to do? We had an old Honda motorcycle. And we would tow a big wheel behind it on the gravel roads late at night. And we'd duct tape a flashlight to the front so we could see through the dust. Here's a cool one. We would make snow caves. And you know the cool thing about a snow cave? You can go inside, it's warm, it's really fun. All kids make them. But the problem is they slump down over time. Like within a week, you can no longer go in the cave. So here's what we would do. We'd take spray bottles filled with... Please don't do this at home, kids! Should start with that. And we'd take spray bottles of gasoline and spray the inside of the cave, light it on fire, and it looked awesome. So that was a fun thrill. But afterwards, because there's nothing to burn but gas on snow, the gas would burn out, and you'd be left with this ice-smooth tunnel that would stay up all winter. Cool as that. How the Inupiats did it. I don't know, but sounds good. Probably use sea oil. Pretty cool, right? But I remember our playgrounds were dangerous. Man, we loved them. I got to bring stuff like that back. Candy, cigarettes, because really looking cool. Never tasted so sweet. Lawn darts. Got to bring back. That's just thinning the herd, right? Drunk people playing lawn. There you go. Got to thin the herd, man. Have we not seen Idiocracy? The other side is not good. Plus, what says backyard fun more than playing catch with giant heavy metal darts? Sea monkeys. But do they do sea monkeys anymore? I mean, the sooner the kids learn about death, the better, even if it's like within 45 seconds of dumping them in the bowl of water. Easy bake ovens. Really, kids, third-degree burns are kind of like a free tattoo. Do they make chemistry sets anymore? We used to have chemistry sets with chemicals in our house. I mean, any kid can make a paper airplane, but a nuclear reaction? See, that is something special. Gum and baseball cards. Kids should know what it's like to chew a razor. How about just playing free in the woods? I mean, there's only like a 5% chance your kid's going to get abducted while doing this. And I bet 100% of parents are completely fine with those odds. Mine were. Remember G.I. Joe with the lifelike hair? He had the cool scar and the real beard. Yeah, sorry, Ken. Barbie wants to bang a real dude. And really, nowadays, technology's made it easier to catch a cheating partner, all right? You know what I mean? Whether it's GPS, looking at texts, there's just so many different ways. Maybe not as always obvious ways. Get this, here's a weird story. Last month, a woman goes online to ask for cleaning tips because she notices everything in the house is turning a weird shade of green. Like a lime green. Everything had a green hue to it. Even the photos, you could see. Couch cushions, bed sheets, carpeting, her own socks, phone charger, even the cat. What? In her post about it, she showed pictures. Clearly, there's a green hue on things. And she tested it to see if it was mold. Nope. Or the detergent. Nope. Well, a lot of theories. One person said it could be the brand new jeans from Old Navy because they stain everything. Some lady said they have them in bright colors and it just constantly stains everything. Wow. The woman said her and her husband they're not jeans people. But then somebody asked, well, imagine this is how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy wearing woman from the cat turning green. LOL. Apparently, that's what was happening. That's how she busted him. The woman later posted an update saying she didn't take the comment seriously at first. But then her husband had been acting kind of strangely, so she looked at the bank statements for Old Navy purchases. She didn't see any, but then she looked through his phone, found evidence of an affair. And yes, the woman was wearing green jeans in the picture. Now it's unclear if they were jeans from Old Navy or some other brand, but the random commenter made an update, said, I was the Old Navy jeans theory commentator. Sorry you found out like this. Glad the truth came out. But see, now you can see what's going to happen. I can see that. I bet you there'll be a Super Bowl ad. Old Navy, check out our bright colored cheater jeans. Hey, it's no stripper dust, because that stuff doesn't come off. I mean, from what I've heard.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Just in time for Valentine's Day. Give your sweetheart what she really wants or deserves. Glenner's all-new Honest Candy Hearts. No more Be My Valentine or Marry Me or Love. Let's be honest with these candies. At Glenner's Honest Candy Hearts, our candies tell it like it is with slogans like Only Thing Left at CVS, Too Cheap for Flowers, I Love the Dog More, or for the health conscious, Hey, Don't Actually Eat This Tubby, with thousands of slogans to choose from for your candy hearts, like Found This on the Street, Please Stop Asking Me How My Day Went, Thanks for the Crabs, and the always popular Can't Afford Jewelry. And for the already married couple, we have the very popular I Don't Give a Damn Where We Eat. It's Glenner's Honest Candy Hearts with our number one popular slogan, Is This Enough to Get Me Laid? Available on a street corner near you or at the Crapper Creek General Store. Legal ways to look like a psychopath. Using both hands to put on chapstick. Flying a kite at night. Having carpet in your kitchen or bathroom. Standing right next to somebody at a urinal, even though there's other urinals open at the opposite end of the row. Wearing a wedding gown to someone else's wedding. These are all solid ways to legally look like a psychopath. For instance, working out in a suit and tie. Eating a whole banana with the skin on. Writing an S from the bottom up. Casually eating a stick of butter during a business meeting. And finally, eating the crust of the pizza first. And leaving the rest. These are all legal ways to officially look like a psychopath. Or drive in your Subaru alone while wearing your mask. If you're looking maybe to move careers, something, I don't know, more sexy, well, a report came out. A poll found they were asking, you know, for sexiest jobs. Totally shocked radio host didn't make the list. I'm also delusional, so there's that. But somebody polled like thousands of single people to ask the sexiest jobs for 2025. They broke it down by industry. Can you guess what number one is? Healthcare. Yeah, top spot. Doctors, nurses. All right. Does that include proctologists? Asking for a friend. Eight sexy types of jobs you can have in order. Healthcare, followed by education, first responders, law, business, science, tech. That's right. IT, tech support, sexy. Uh-huh. Finance. All right. Even if your job isn't on the list, you know, just being passionate about your career is sexy. Let's see. Those values, you can have a passion for what you're doing, prioritizing good work, constantly trying to learn and improve, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I just can't. They lost me at IT worker. Really? I'm sure there are some sexy IT workers out there. I've never really worked with any, but I'm sure they're around. But, I don't know. What? I guess if you've ever been around an IT person, they can say some sexy stuff. So that brings us to a list of things IT workers say that sound dirty. Ready? I'm here to wipe your hard drive. Hey, let me just get down on my knees and jiggle your cable. Hey, baby. Brought you a dongle. Ooh. There is so much dust in your holes. Yeah, your box feels hot because it can't handle this load.
Really?
Looks like a worm entered your system through the back door. You know, this joystick is plug and play. Stick this RAM in your slot until you hear a clicking sound.
Finally, this one probably IT workers say that sounds dirty.
Say, what's your IP address?
Is there a sexy way to say that? I don't think so.
Do you remember last week was Blue Monday? And I'm not saying that because you're all butthurt because of the elections. Whatever. Get over it. I don't care. Either way. I think far left and far right, all a bunch of whack jobs to me. I'm like, I'm Sweden, man. I'm in the middle. I don't care. But some people just, oh, they were just complaining. They couldn't wait to go online. And then you had all the
Notre Dame fans upset because their team lost, and it was Blue Monday, that is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year, and it had nothing to do with the election. It's just the third Monday of January. It's when, you know, it's cold, it's dark, the bills are coming in from the holidays, we still have a long winter, and they call it the most depressing day. So that's when they came out with the Blue Monday Challenge, and that's where you're supposed to go 30 days without complaining. I don't know, start tomorrow. If you've Yeah, it's a positivity campaign. It launched in the Netherlands, and now they're trying it elsewhere. And it's self-police. The idea is see how often you complain. That is already an eye-opener. And then ask yourself, what are you grumbling about? What are you so... You know, I'll do that. I'll sit there and have a little, as my wife would say, as lovely Maria would call it, a pity me party. You know, this froze up. Oh, that's gone. Oh, it's like, really? Then, you know, just, I don't know, flash up, just Google online any little village in Zambia or somewhere in the middle of nowhere where they've got no running water, or the poor folks in Southern California whose entire neighborhood was just destroyed. Let's see how bad you have it now, right? And now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of things that, yes, we should be allowed to complain about. Resort fees. Those little tiny hard to remove stickers on apples. Pass interference calls. I go to a hotel, take a shower, and the shower knob has another knob in the middle of the knob to control the water temperature, which seems to turn when you turn the other knob. Hinky wheels on grocery carts. People who won't shut up about their work-life balance. Hold music with a pan flute. Ugh, ketchup juice. It first comes out when you squeeze the bottle, usually all over your bun, and makes it soggy. Shake that thing, man. Shake that thing. Come on. How about Meghan and Harry? That's something to complain. Well, all right, mostly Meghan, but you see where I'm going. Well, you know, holidays kind of wrapping up now. Did you have family or friends come and visit? We had nobody. It was weird, but it was also nice because sometimes having other strange people in your house is weird, even if they're family. You never know. You just never know. People online were sharing stories about the weirdest things guests have done in their home. These are all true, all right? Somebody had a friend stay over who forgot their toothbrush, so they just used a random loose one they found under the sink. Homeowner said they really didn't have the guts to tell them that's the one they use for cleaning stuff. Somebody had a guest going through their garbage can, pulling out perfectly good food that shouldn't go to waste. All right. Someone else was making a pineapple ham glaze, and they say their mother-in-law thought it was burnt, so she dumped it in the toilet and flushed it. Wait, what? Elsewhere, somebody else said they discovered evidence that a friend had, done something solo by themselves in the bathroom while pretending to be using the toilet, but they knew otherwise. Elsewhere, somebody had a friend stay over, and in the middle of the night, they woke up to them rearranging the furniture to improve the feng shui. Is it bad that sounds like something I would do? Somebody else gave their older neighbor a key to their house because he'd offered to walk their dog during the day, and he did. But they later found out he was also spending hours watching TV in the house. But the dog's on the couch. The homeowner was weirded out by the boldness, but they think he was just trying to get some peace from his wife from hell. Okay, well, there you go, buddy. We're an oasis. All right, let's see. Another guy said that when he was 13, he had a friend over, and the friend secretly stole one of his mom's bras. That's extra creepy. And finally, a person said their brother-in-law changed their baby's diaper on the dining room table during Thanksgiving dinner. They said they offered them a private place, but he didn't take the hint and said he didn't want to miss the conversation. Well, yeah, that conversation turned quickly once you started changing a diaper next to the cranberry sauce. Yeah, we'll let you in on that conversation. All right, so here's a little inside something. I kind of throw my life out there for you folks, you know, with me and Maria and the kids and our life, our world around. Some things I don't talk about. So I have been fighting. I don't know. Some days you may have noticed I sound more nasally because I've been fighting the sinus that I got smashed in the face on the right-hand side with a big, like, toolbox about a year and a half ago. Fell off a shelf, right? So I've got to go in and get surgery sometime in the next couple of months. I'm trying to work that out now. And as I'm getting ready to go get my CT scan, I go play noon ball basketball with the fellas, as I do twice a week, full court. I take an elbow to the other side of my nose, drops me to the ground. This just happened a couple days ago. To the ground, blood everywhere. And the guy's very apologetic. We get up, we go, oh my God. And I go to feel it. It's like, oh my God, I think you straightened my nose out. I think it popped something back in. It was from the other side, and it doesn't even hurt. It bled like a stuck pig for about 20 minutes. Now I'm fine. It was weird. Ever had a weird injury? I mean, I've had some gruesome ones. Worst injury I had was a torn groin muscle. Uh-huh. Torn. Yeah. BuzzFeed did a thing about just hurting themselves. Woman was singing, these came from BuzzFeed. One woman said she was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid at karaoke. Got way into it, tore an ACL. What? Since one of those, how'd you tear your ACL? You better come up with something cooler than that. Ultimate Frisbee Tournament. At least that's how I did mine. Guy waxed his floor, tried to do the Tom Cruise slide from Risky Business. Didn't stop. Busted his lip and face on the doorframe. Worked a little too well. Somebody tried ice skating for the first time, tried to jump and broke the tailbone. Really? Your first time ice skating, thought you'd hit a jump? Another woman dislocated her kneecap trying to kick a balloon. Another guy says, I stood on a beach ball and fell into a coffee table. I think there's alcohol involved in that, although it doesn't say. Another woman, washing her face in the shower, shoved her pinky finger up her nose and got a horrible nosebleed. Wow. Some aggressive scrubbing on the face. Somebody tried to walk down a set of stairs with roller skates on. That took 10 stitches in the knee. Somebody else riding their bike got distracted. They saw a cute puppy and crashed into a mailbox. Aww. Another person just said, I sliced my finger open on a disco ball. One guy said, I injured my knee playing soccer. All right, it wasn't soccer. It was foosball. Again, somebody asks you how you injured, you better say bear attack. Do not say foosball.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Way too much fun from the cabin in Crapper Creek. Make sure to follow us, like us, love us. Google Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. You'll find the general store, the YouTube channel, the radio show, and more. We thank you for joining us every week from the cabin in Crapper Creek. We'll do it again next week. Next week, we look at 6 days at work. We'll also take a look at our various kinks and fetishes. Fuck my life. Hot air balloon sex with lovely Maria. And heart-shaped truck nuts next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.